This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Tuesday, September 12th, 2023. Sarah, Vinny, Brinny, Alex, or Jason, or Aho, or Aloke, whatever. I think there were other ones, too. I can't think of any of them now. I guess we sort of settled on Alex. So, hi. Did we get any response to yesterday's Secret Show?
I thought about it a lot.
Did you?
Yeah, well, I think that that guy is doing great for himself. And I know that the person who wrote was looking for information about how they should handle that situation.
This is no foreplay, just BJ's and banging, and that person. But they've been together 7 years.
But with his history and the way he's behaving, I think he's doing the best thing for himself. And if she's not interested in what he offers, she should walk. But I also think that until something better comes along, what's your problem?
I suppose, but I think that that's the point, is that you need to be looking for something else. This is not the long-term end-of-life partnership plan.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for a husband or a long-term partner, this guy might not be it for you. It sounds like he's very much like him and I have alcoholism in common. I related to what you were saying a lot. Like,
keeping it easy, keeping it simple,
keep it
clean,
as simple and straightforward in life as possible. As soon as you start taking on, you get healthy and you start going, oh, I could do stuff. I'm a person. And then you realize, I can't do shit without losing my fucking mind.
And yet you have.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's the struggle's real.
Mm-hmm.
I find myself going, I better go hide in my room.
Do you ever like go to an emergency meeting?
No, but I mean, I definitely, it's just not an option for me. So I don't ever think longingly for a drink. I don't have that like in me.
That's,
I don't know how
others.
Do you, Alex, do you think about, you know, it'd be good right now, a drink?
It's been a while. It's been a while, but yeah, I've definitely had some moments, you know, go through a rocky time in your life or something like that. I know for me, the thing that I loved about drinking was like the summer, when the summer first hit and it was hot and I was like, man, a nice just little buzz would be great. And then I would drink myself into oblivion. But it was the buzz would have been great, though, if I could just stay there.
Yeah.
But that was,
yeah,
that was a trigger for me for a long time, was like summer.
Oh, I see what you're
like
saying.
Like when it just started heating up.
Right.
And you had your summer shred on or whatever. And
definitely wasn't
like
shredding around that time.
Oh, really? Just beer belly?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you got it now, so congratulations.
Anyway, so I guess there are no letters. No one responded, huh, Bryn?
Not about yesterday's show,
okay.
No.
I do have one about the, when are your kids too old
to
be naked around you? This is from the lady who wrote.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for finally reading my bad advice. Vinny was right. I did wait until the Friday when they all launched because I'd been duped too many times. Ha. While Sarah was right that I wasn't lounging around naked, it was more about the walks from the bathroom to the bedroom. I think Vinny was also right that if I'm thinking about it, it's probably time to just cover up. I took that as an excuse to buy myself some cute new loungy dresses to wear. while I'm in the getting ready mode of my day so the kids won't be scarred.
House dresses or whatever.
Sure. Something easy to get in and out of. It's on, you're covered, but you're also loose and you don't care if you get makeup on the thing.
The first kid at my house, it was a little hard for me to remember to lock the bathroom door. And so there were times, way too many times, when she'd just walk in. Or one of the things I used to do, you know, not into the shower, but into the bathroom where there I am naked.
Hey, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. Hello. Hi.
Or whatever. And that was one of those things where I'm like, Jesus, I keep forgetting to lock that door. I want, you know, the kid comes in and stares at my dick. Hmm. The second time, the second kid, it's all sunk in. After that first time when she's standing at the bathroom door with her, or the shower door, looking in at my cock.
Watch that long thing.
I'm just like, okay, we're done now. And you do, that's it.
Mm.
You can't blame them for their curiosity, and it's fine.
And it's just a body, so don't make a huge to-do about it.
Right.
You just put it away.
Right. And now I remember to lock the door. The end. No more of that.
You guys naked at your house? What's your deal? You got little kids right now.
Yeah, we talked about this.
Don't forget, though.
I stopped showering with her, with my daughter.
Yeah, I stopped that a long time
ago. I was taking showers
ago.
And baths with her, and then she started, especially when I got to the point where she got to it was face level for her, and she would just stare. I was like, I should probably, so now I still bathe her.
Why is she still asking questions about it when you're out naked in the backyard? What's that long thing?
It's probably been a few years since I have showered with her.
Oh, I see.
Or bathed with her.
And she's like, I haven't seen that for a while.
Except now, as of recently, I've had to.
Does Cam talk like that?
No, she doesn't. She still has a baby. She has a baby voice still.
Oh, no, I'm not going to. This feels wrong.
That is wrong. It's very wrong.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
You guys know, you're the one who's... saying
that. But yeah, about it.
Yeah.
Daddy.
Daddy, what's that long thing?
All right.
Why is it so long? What's that massive thing?
Say your cock is bigger than most.
Because it looks like a log. Like, I want to take that log and throw it on the fire. It's a big, long log.
Daddy.
What about you, Sarah? Do your kids ever talk about you naked or your boobs or anything
like
that?
Yeah, my one kid is always like, God, you're fucking so hot, Mom. Just...
But you had a period when they're 5 or 8, right? And
they're stories. Yeah. We've moved on from them long ago. But you used to tell stories of naked mom stuff.
Yeah, but it was as soon as it became a thing that they were noticing. I was, you know, I always did like that lady did. I would just, you know, put on like my long T-shirt and a pair of underpants. And the funniest thing was when my kid comes out of the bathroom. You know how in like your primary bathroom you got like the. Your bathroom with a door that closes. You have one of those, like a little separate shitter.
Separate shitter.
Yeah.
So in there were my. That was back in the days before I was going through hot flashes. And I had tampons. I suppose I still have them in the guest bathroom at my house for the ladies who come over who still have their period. And so my kid would come out. He'd be like, "Mom, hey, Mom, I brought you one of your sticks." No, thanks. It's great.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I mean, it was just nice of him, right? Look,
good boy.
Right. Or I'd be in there getting the bath ready for them, and they'd come out of my closet in my high heels. I'm like, oh, well, you're like almost like daughters. It's fantastic. It's great. And my feet are so big, they were like up to their knees in my shoes. Hilarious. Anyway, I'm glad that we were able to talk this through for this lady, and, you know, whatever works for you. Do you guys think you'll be naked, family? Are you naked in front of your brother and stuff? Because he does live with family right now.
I'm not naked, but yeah, I mean, you know.
What about Mayara? Is she naked in front of your brother?
No, she's not.
He's gay, so it's not like it's.
But yeah, I will walk around in my boxers or something like that sometimes.
Is he like smacks you in the ass like, hey, bro?
No, that never happens.
Hey, brah. Hey.
But and then Myara, yeah, I think she would want to walk around naked, but yeah, it's not easy there.
Well, because you could do have that roommate situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think when you guys go to Brazil that you'll do any kind of put out any kind of feelers for what possibilities might be there for you to live there and like make a life for yourselves there?
100%. I'll be looking. I don't think it would happen, but I am open to a lot of different things. So.
Well, I wonder, like, people would come to, you know, come to America and they would say to themselves, well, I speak Portuguese. I could do something. Maybe there's something in the English language
I
that
was
you
thinking
could
the
do
same
there
thing.
That would yeah. be, whether no, there, it be radio no,
people,
or TV.
Right, like
or
expat radio
that
kind
would
of
be
thing.
Really cool because radio, yes, is my dream job for sure. But there, the people make a lot of money just teaching English, actually. Apparently, that's what she was telling me.
Oh. Mm-hmm. But don't you kind of have to also know Portuguese to do that?
Yeah,
not
I would
really.
Have to learn that. I would have, yeah, maybe
you have
not
to know
a
some.
Ton.
I have a bunch of friends that moved away to other countries and barely spoke the language.
No?
8 years later, though, they speak full Japanese.
Right, that's what I'm thinking,
but
right?
But they got hired, getting paid bank in Japan or in Vietnam or whatever.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah, so I hope that you. Option. Yeah, I hope you do some looking around. I mean, maybe there's nothing, but there might also be like.
It would definitely be a dream to live on, you know, by a beach in Brazil. Would be not
man.
A bad situation. I feel like
you got to get gallons of baby oil.
Now, what if they said to you, "Oh, we see you're on a morning show in San Francisco. What if we want to put you on in the morning here in Brazil, doing an English language morning show? Would you be like?" I got this.
Yeah, I'd be like, let's go.
Oh, you
We're
would?
Doing this. Yeah.
You'd be like, I'm ready to, okay, now listen.
No, I'd be super nervous, to be honest.
I want to, I want to be clear.
Be great.
So you're saying, they tell you, it's on. We want to hire you. We think you're great. We've heard the show you're on. We've heard your little clips. You sound super funny and well thought and blah, blah, blah. But now it's moving, not across the country. To another country with your wife, depending on you to make that work, would you be tripped out?
I'd be the thing I worry about is it wouldn't be the job. Well, yeah, I'd be worried about everything, but
yeah, we've met you.
I think it would be can I live in another country and not be like I want to go home? You know, it would be
like
the homesickness.
Really want to go home.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That, like, I want to go home, but I'm going home.
Pit feeling in your stomach kind of situation. Like, I could see that happening to me. I love California, so it'd be very hard to even move to another state for me. But, you know.
But another country.
Another country would be insane.
On the beach, though.
That's the thing.
With all those.
With Brazilian food.
Brazilian women all around you.
Well, he's married.
I'm married.
I know,
I can't
still,
do that.
It'd be
yeah.
fun, though. You know, they're there working out their latest dance routine.
I would love to find out that you're the next big thing in Brazil. That
I know.
Would be
I'm
so
I'm even thinking
fun.
You could do like a morning show. You get a guy who's, you know, obviously a Brazilian guy who's fluent in English and Portuguese, and he could do like kind of a running translation. You could tell all your hilarious jokes about, you know, how good you are at wording things. And
the best part is, too, is Mayara's. She's making Alok jokes now, so... She's learning from me. Yeah, she's cracking jokes all the time.
Are they as good as yours?
They're great.
Are they? Tell us one.
They're just dad jokes.
What's the one that you laughed at the most?
Well, I can't remember off the top of my head. It's
think
just
about it.
Stuff when you're just talking and you know,
the funny knock thing jokes.
Happens. Yeah, just being good with words. Mm. She's really good with words now.
Mm.
So
good at words.
Well, I can't wait to hear how that goes. I wasn't trying to scare you, but
no,
I do
I
think the way you
back.
Went like, oh yeah, I'd do that in a second. That's a big fucking move, dude.
You know what though? You take a chance. If that happens, if that was even slightly on the table, you gotta go for that. You have to. That would be so great.
Yeah. But I'll go there and I'll report back on you know, what kind of living situations.
So you're
situations
going for two weeks
are.
In October.
Yes.
That's going to be, you know, he's actually kind of getting away. He's getting away while I think our move is going on. It's crazy. It's going
to
be.
Way to miss all the junk.
I know.
Well, I have some training this week, so.
Well, that's true.
I'll be ready to go.
All right.
It'll be fun. You'll have a good time.
I think that's so rad.
It could be.
And you could have the coolest, like, neat sort of Martian experience. Like, here you are, an American in Brazil, dropped down, and now you're doing a radio show. Your observations would be probably really cool, and people would be interested to hear that stuff.
Yeah, right. Especially if there was like a kind of a, you got to find the right person, but if there could be an ongoing translation, like there would be enough English speakers who would be like, I'm an expat. It's great to hear someone speak in my language. And then, but I have plenty of Portuguese too, and you'd be picking up Portuguese, and it would just, I think it might be really cool. I can see that happening.
Yeah, man.
You should maybe think about putting a sizzle reel together. Oh my God, why am I trying to talk this guy out of working on our show? We totally need him.
I've already coached him up on that, and whether he does it or not is up to him.
I appreciate it, guys.
What about the survey?
Oh, yeah, the sex survey. What am I doing?
I don't know.
Just looked at an Uber charge. I'm like, I haven't. Oh, yeah. Christina's in the city. I don't do any Ubering.
But hold on. I'm not the only person on Earth.
Right. Okay, this was something that I saw. It's a sex survey.
Okay.
And I just found it to be, well, I told you the first stat was the average American says they're having sex 4 times a week. And my first response was, fuck you. In what world is the average American get, like, I'm an average American. I would like sex 4 times a week.
In the world of, I don't know, high school and college and, I don't know, your early 20s, then you may be having it 4 times a week.
What?
I don't know. Grindr users? Feels like that's really easy for them. These
okay.
People.
Here's some of the stuff. The survey of 2,000 sexually active adults explored what goes on behind closed doors and found that 20% said their favorite part of intercourse, their favorite part of sex is intercourse instead of favoring foreplay, which is 30% of the, so more people like the foreplay than the actual sex.
Well, a lot of times, if you do foreplay right, the intercourse itself takes 2 seconds. So there isn't as much of that.
That's
because you're warming everything up.
Yeah, I mean, if you really suck a cock, that thing's going
to
explode.
I don't consider that to be foreplay.
Oh, really?
I feel like when you're sucking a cock, you are fucking someone. You're face fucking, but it's not.
Okay.
You've passed by.
I'd say it's foreplay if you follow it up with sex.
I guess technically, sure.
Wasn't that the whole Clinton debate? Did he have sex?
What the definition is.
Or not.
And I think it was considered sex
yeah,
as well.
It's sex.
Yeah.
It's a sex act.
Right. Well, he didn't
foreplay
actually have the sex.
Foreplay is, so. I don't know, handy. Even that's like getting close. I mean, you are directly stimulating the fucking knob in question. Aren't you?
Yeah, I feel like any touching of a
kissing,
dude is technically sex,
right,
probably.
Kissing and, you know, boob feeling, maybe a little ass squeezing. That's your foreplay. Dudes, everything is sex for dudes.
Booping.
You're right. Yeah, sure. Oh, my God. If booping isn't sex, oh, my God.
That's more foreplay.
That feels like a real commitment. Forget that.
They do consider a blowjob foreplay.
Who says?
No way.
Oh,
well,
ridiculous.
All the forums I'm reading right now. Right. But I'm sure if you don't have actual intercourse, then that considers.
Right.
Yeah.
Americans spend 11 minutes kissing before sex, 18 minutes doing the deed, and 15 cuddling afterward.
Oh, good Lord. That takes all day. 11 minutes of kissing? No.
Yeah, that's...
That is too much kissing.
It can't be people in relationships.
No,
yeah,
this is single people.
Yeah.
Right? They just hooked up. That's the time it takes to work someone's clothes off while you're still kissing.
I love you. After the first date.
Ew.
Kind of thing. Probably.
I don't know. That seems abrupt. What else?
More than half of women shared they could do with more kissing, while 56% of men wish that sex itself lasted longer.
Mm.
I have a weird, I don't know what, well, I'm always confused by women in general on almost every subject. So just there's that to preface
precursor
this.
To the whole thing, right?
Like, I think we probably have penis in vagina sex at the most 10 minutes. Like, really? And then she finishes. And then once I know she's finished, then I can finish.
The race is on.
And then I'd finish. Sometimes I can even tell when she's, you know, about to finish. And I'm like, I'm right there too. Let's do this. And we can do it together. But more than 10 minutes of intercourse, really?
No, I'm a hard no on
more
than 10 minutes
of intercourse. How long are you boning when you bone your wife? Like penis and vagina.
Like these nowadays, not when you were early stunt fucking.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about it. Like 10 or 20 minutes, maybe.
Oh.
20? Okay.
You're going 20 minutes of just in and out.
10 or 20 is two. That's double.
Yeah.
I'd say like 10 if it's like, sometimes, most of the time she's always saying, just get it for you. And I'm like, ah. But I feel that.
I'm not going to do it or ah.
I don't. I feel like it actually like will finish faster if I know that she's there too. Like I enjoy it a lot more when she's into it.
Yeah, it turns you on.
So that takes.
So if she's like watching TV over your shoulder, it's not
and it
as
takes
fun.
Her a minute. The reason why I feel she says just do it for you is because she's like I have to do this one thing. I have to whatever.
Right.
Like she's trying to get on with the day and she's not really in the mood. But if I take my time with it and it hits the right spots, she'll get there. And that's why it's 25 minutes. You know, because it took her a minute to get in the mood for it. And I'm like, yeah, I told you. Told you you wanted that. But yeah, easily 20 to 30
yeah,
minutes.
I'm sure she's 25 like, yes, I did want average. That. That's so great.
Well,
oh, thank you for in the reminding
moment.
Me.
Yeah, I'm not going to say too much. Never mind. Thanks, Sarah. Yeah.
You're welcome.
40% of people have used sex toys in the bedroom.
Oh, everybody should. I really do believe that that just makes it so... Everything is more fun and easier. And
half of people have an unexplored sexual desire they want to share with a partner, but haven't yet.
Oh, well, don't rush it all in. I mean...
Threesome?
That's the beginning of the end. Don't
No,
do
I'm
threesomes.
Just saying that's an unexplored sexual desire,
yeah,
probably.
Sure, I guess.
Right.
But once
but
you're
that's
married...
That's one that's going to stay unexplored.
Right.
Yeah.
That you're making an admission right now?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that's. I'm. I
have
think
you ever done
a
three way? Have we asked you?
No,
this?
I never did.
Never?
I never got the opportunity.
That's
yeah.
too bad. I've done a few of those.
Oh, look at her polishing her nails.
Wow.
In your face,
flexing.
Buff
flexing.
Guy.
The summer shred.
Yeah. What? So, what else? Any other things there?
No, I mean that's pretty much it.
I just think with the unexplored. Fetish, you know, desire things. I do think that you got to wait till you're bored or something because if you roll all that stuff out at once and you hit all the buzzers right when you begin the relationship, then you're a couple years in and you're just like, you know, what's new? Nothing. Okay.
All right. I have one more.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Oh, you're smart. Honest for a second.
Okay. For once.
For once
who,
in your life.
You looking at me?
Yeah, yeah I'm looking at you.
Yeah, you're right. I'm never honest. Okay, go ahead. Okay.
Yeah.
Half of Americans in a serious relationship admit to thinking about someone besides their partner.
I've said this a million times. I think about fucking Ryan Reynolds all the time. I close my eyes and I picture
close
Ryan Reynolds or whoever, the person of the day.
You
Jamie
can actually
Lannister.
Get there with those random people that you don't even know.
Fuck yeah. People. Are you kidding me? And listen, I don't need to like have a long-term focus on the thing. Like I'm upside down and he's got my ass in the air and I'm just,
like he just
you know,
don't care.
Like I just don't care because I don't. And then I'm imagining that it's, you know, some fucking hot dude. Just plowing.
You think about someone other than your partner when you're boning her?
Me? No. I
you
don't.
Lie. You've never thought about somebody
else. I can't
else.
Say I've never thought. It's not a thing for me. I don't. You know how visual I am, right? I like to see
all
things.
All men are visual.
Yeah, and so I'm staring at what I really appreciate moving
her
around.
Butthole.
Everything. All the stuff.
Is it her butthole?
Sometimes it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And often it's like. It's funny. I'm sure some people can relate. I'm not sure if you guys do. But as I'm moving, I like to see the impact of what I'm doing.
Like, oh, yeah. 100%.
The waves of things moving, whether it's like an ass cheek or, you
in
know.
Her body fat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying. No, your
no,
body, the body in
butt.
General.
The
yeah.
Butt. Sure,
everything.
You
yeah.
Hit and it ripples.
Or I like to grab the butt and like mush it.
Yeah. Or the boobs. You know, wanting to see the boobs flapping around.
Sean likes the boobs to be going.
The flapper form. Flapping around.
I like to see things mushed.
Yeah, that's fun too.
Yeah, where
sometimes.
You can grab it, like, get a good handful. Yeah, squeeze it. Yep.
That seems hard, harsh.
All right, I'm glad I'm not alone. Thanks, Ollie.
All right, well, I've had enough of this show. we're going to see you tomorrow. And and by the way, V-Hale will be on tomorrow. So
right.
We'll try and get to, if she hasn't had some crazy experience, then we'll get to a bad advice and get her to weigh in on that. Have a great day. Thank you for listening. Send your emails to Bryn, BRYN, @radioalice.com.
The end.